The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Make the most of your life. When you remove the blocks that are holding you back, you can bring inspiration, passion, and purpose to yourself and those around you. This is the Hoffman Connection with your hosts, Raz Ingrassi and Ed McClune. Our hosts and their guests will give you the tools that you need to improve yourself by bringing you closer to what really matters. Now, here's your host.
Hello, this is Raz Ingrassi. Welcome to the Hoffman Connection. We're coming to you live from beautiful and today sunny Northern California, where the Giants just clinched the National League Championship pennant series last night, so we're all pretty happy out here. I'm a Hoffman teacher. I've been an executive with the Hoffman Institute for over 20 years, and if you've never heard of us, the Hoffman Institute is this year celebrating 45 years as a leading personal development program. We've been helping people who are serious about change, who really want to make some powerful change in their lives. We have 16 sites across the world with 11 countries, helped over about 85,000 to 90,000 people with our amazing 8-day retreat called the Hoffman Process. And my co-host here is Hoffman teacher and therapist Ed McClune. Over to you, Ed.
Nice to be here with you, Raz, as usual. It's a beautiful day. Our purpose here with the Hoffman Connection is to bring you education, inspiration, and certainly tools to help you connect to a life you can love and celebrate. We put the Hoffman Process on approximately 30 times a year here in the United States, about twice a month on our Northern California site, and 6 times a year on the East Coast. And if you'd like to learn more about the Hoffman Process, we invite you to look at our website, HoffmanInstitute.org, and then you'll find all kinds of information, including information on our free and confidential introduction call that happens every Tuesday afternoon, 5 o'clock Pacific time. So if you're listening live for the Hoffman Connection, it's immediately after our show, and the details are there. And you can also encourage you to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook as well. So to bring you today's guest, Raz, it's going to be a great show. Take it away.
Thanks, Ed. Joining us today is Jason Eric Henneke. And Jason Eric is one of those kinds of people that everyone wants to have in their life because he knows about deep wisdom. He knows about love, how things work. He knows how to access the healing forces in the universe. He's a homeopathic practitioner and a teacher of homeopathic philosophy, and he has a thriving practice in that, as well as astrological spiritual guidance in Minneapolis. And he's a coordinator for homeopathic research at Northwestern Academy of Homeopathy in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and a leader in this field throughout the United States. So we are really happy to have Jason Eric with us because he approaches healing from the perspective of everyone's on a healing journey toward their own inner light, and he knows how to help people tap into this inner light in such a way that their vital force field becomes more vital, more powerful, and that this force field, this vital force field, is available to each and every person. So, Jason Eric, welcome to the Hoffman Connection.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's our pleasure.
Great to have you here.
Tell us a little bit, Jason Eric, what is homeopathy? How does it work, and what is it?
Well, homeopathy is a system of healing which involves treating an individual with highly diluted substances that are given in a pellet or liquid form with the goal of stimulating the individual's field. The field is that intersecting place where spirit, intellect, body, and emotions come together. And the field is constantly being stimulated and moved in and out, and we move in this field in our daily lives. And what happens is we stimulate that field to help a person to heal themselves. We help to stimulate the person's body to recover where it is that it is sick.
So so homeopathy then is, and you could say that there's a healing mechanism in every person, or a healing is part of the force field in which we all exist, and homeopathy endeavors to stimulate that force field toward greater healing when a person needs it.
That's correct. And
okay,
homeopathy is based on the principle of like cures like. So what a homeopath does is sits down and listens, hopefully from a heart-centered place, to the individual who is suffering and tries to determine a substance from nature, from the cosmos, that helps to stimulate a healing response in their being.
Okay, now I've heard that, I'm going to put this out so you can correct me where I'm wrong, but my sort of simple understanding of homeopathy is that homeopathy seeks to bring a very microscopic, perhaps microscopic amount of something to a person such that their body will, I don't know if react is the right word, but stimulate its own immune system to overcome that kind of substance. Is that, or that kind of stimulation? Is that fair to say?
Yes. What happens is that we give the least amount of a remedy, meaning a microdilution or a highly dilute substance, so that any homeopathic medicine that you would take, or what we call as remedies, there's no material substance left in that remedy. And so what's happening is we're giving energy to stimulate energy. And we give the least amount of energy necessary to stimulate a healing response.
I see. So there's kind of an echo effect, an energetic effect, but not a material substance that enters a person.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. Can you give us an example of maybe some?
Certainly.
Some healings that you've witnessed, or you've participated in, or you know that you've introduced to people.
Certainly. For example, if someone were to come in with a chronic skin condition, like eczema or psoriasis or, you know, chronic hives, urticaria, we would, for example, listen to everything that that person has to say about how that skin symptom affects their movement in life. We would want to understand that in terms of their intellectual self, their emotional self, and their body. And we want to see, you know, every way that they make sense. Not in the sense of understanding it in terms of a diagnosis, but what it means, what this bodily expression means for them as individuals. And so then what happens is we find a substance. And right now there are over 4,000 homeopathic remedies. And we find a substance that matches the individual's totality of symptoms. Meaning that if we were to give that remedy to someone who does not have those symptoms repetitively,
right. Yeah.
Then their body would begin, a person who does not have those symptoms, their body would begin to demonstrate symptoms similar to that of the patient or the individual that would come to me. Do you follow?
Yeah, but then if you're giving it to someone who has those symptoms, how does it then remedy those symptoms?
Right. So we give it in a, we give a microdilution in a potency that's slightly higher than the level at which the person is resonating or moving through the world, so that it says to the vital force of the person, push this out of the field.
Hmm.
Do this in the swiftest, gentlest way possible.
How old is homeopathy and who developed it originally?
Homeopathy was created by a Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, and he was from Germany, and it was put down into a book called The Organon of the Rational Medical Art, and it is from... Hahnemann lived until 1843,
uh-huh.
And what Hahnemann created homeopathy due to his great distress of watching people in the time being poisoned by taking too crude of doses of medicines.
Right.
And said, you know, there has to be a better way to do this. And, you know, at the time that Hahnemann lived, they were doing bloodletting and giving, you know, raw doses of mercury and other, you know, medicines like this, which, of course, the human body can barely tolerate.
Well, I was surprised. Maybe 10 years ago, I was in Germany, and I learned that, well, I've been to Germany since, but I learned at that time that homeopathy is normal medicine over there, that, you know, it's in all the medical areas, homeopathy is absolutely recognized as valid, and it's typical for people to seek and receive homeopathic remedies, and, you know, their medical insurance covers that. It's a normal thing.
Yes. Unfortunately, in the United States, we have a history with the founding of the American Medical Association, where they were founded on the basis of discouraging homeopathy. Modern medicine is what is considered allopathic medicine, where one is given a drug or medicine that treats the opposite symptom, and homeopathy is a system of healing that says like cures like. And so in the early 1900s, most of the homeopathic medical schools were closed, and homeopathy has been kept alive and prospered in mostly in Europe and India.
Mm-hmm.
The United Kingdom, Europe, and India.
How long does it take to heal somebody? I mean, that sounds a silly question. I know it depends on what they have, but...
Well, this is a great question, because this is what happens, is that someone calls and says, you know, I've been sick for 40 years or 50
years.
I'm wondering, how many sessions will it take for me to recover, for me to be made well? And, you know, the Greek philosopher Seneca says, it takes the whole of a life to learn how to live. And I say, and you and Ed know, that healing can happen in an instant, right? It
mm-hmm.
can happen in an instant.
Seen
You've
it.
Seen
yeah.
it. You've witnessed it at the process as people who are completely bound up in themselves unwind their field through the many tools that the process offers, and their inner light starts to come out, and they begin to shed their patterns and inheritances and moods and attitudes and ways of being. So healing can take a lifetime, and it can happen in an instant. And if we really understood, you know, if we really understood what it meant to let our inner light shine, to unwind the field, we could do just amazing things with our lives. And this is, you know, something that I really came to understand as a result of doing the Hahnemann process.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you, Jason.
Experiencing the process in my own life.
Yeah, and your journey as a healer and a particularly talented one is part of the story that we want to get into in this hour too on the Hoffman Connection. If you'd like to participate in the show, anyone out there who are willing to give us a phone call, the number is 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. We'll be right back on the Hoffman Connection.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are your unconscious patterns holding you back from a life you truly love? For 45 years, the Hoffman Process has helped people reclaim their ability to find love, forgiveness, and their true purpose in life. According to a University of California Davis study, Hoffman Process participants significantly increased their joy, satisfaction, and emotional intelligence on a sustained and lasting basis. For more information, visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change, visit HoffmanInstitute.org. Are you looking for more joy, satisfaction, and love in your life? The Hoffman Process can give you the foundation and tools you need to create your ideal future. Celebrating 45 years as the premier personal growth program, the Hoffman Process has helped over 80,000 people worldwide discover answers and guidance to help them find their best life ever. Visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org for more information. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Again, visit HoffmanInstitute.org.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Hoffman Connection. To reach Raz and Grossi, Ed McClune, or this week's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to radio@HoffmanInstitute.org. Now, back to our program.
And welcome back to the Hoffman Connection with Raz and Grossi. I'm Ed McClune, and our guest, Jason Eric, the first segment was about you and homeopathy and that whole field of healing. But, you know, in meeting you several times, you know, in Hoffman circles anyway, you strike me as a man who's got particularly a lot of skill or even just healing qualities. And I know that having worked with some of your clients that they look to you as more than just someone who prescribes homeopathic remedies. And I'd love to learn more about you and how you see yourself as a healer overall and not just using homeopathic remedies.
Sure. Well, the first thing that I would say is that one of my core beliefs is that each of us is born in response to a question that the cosmos poses just before we are born. That question is not something that can readily or easily be put into words, but if we are living our life in harmony and flow and really manifesting the creative force that our lives are for, and we are answering that question. And if we move away from answering that question, for example, if we try to answer that the question of our mother or the question of our father, then our life force seems to be met with obstacles and blocks and struggles and pain and fear and panic, etc., etc. And then somehow the field around us becomes clouded in those kinds of patterns and energetic concerns that are not really relevant or important for our lives. So in my own journey, I started studying astrology when I was 11 years old, and I was just fascinated by this idea that the cosmos and our human lives are interconnected and intersecting. That's true also in homeopathy. It says that our lives and the cosmos and the lives of our parents and ancestors, these things are intersecting and they are interconnected. And what we do for one affects the whole. So in a certain sense, I am a homeopath. And in a certain sense, I am an astrologer. And as you're aware, I'm more than those things.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of my life question is, you know, how can I most successfully live as a representative of love and light, as an embodiment of love and light? And how many people can I work with to tap into their own way of expressing that love and light? And so people come in with their issues, whether it's insomnia or narcolepsy or chronic phobias or anxiety or arthritis, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Like, people come in, and what I do is we sit down, they sit down or lie down on the sofa, and they begin to breathe into what it is that they are suffering from, what it is that they are experiencing. They breathe into it until they move beyond the place of the intellectual self and into a place where there's not a lot of sense necessarily, where something else begins to rise up and express itself. And so I stand by the individual as they are putting words on these energies and forces and experiences moving through their being that may not make any kind of rational sense, but gives meaning and reveals the inner nature of their suffering or their experience. Mm. And so in a sense, you know, the way I practice is somewhat shamanic, or it's energy medicine at its best, right?
Right.
It's in the process when we are doing this dialogue between our emotional self and our parents. There's a way where we are summoning, you know, the energetic fields of our parents from their early childhood, and something in that is in that process. It in and of itself is homeopathic. Do you follow what I mean?
I do. Treating like with like.
Yeah, so that we go back and make a connection with someone who has powerfully impacted us to heal the very patterns that we adopted from them. It's, in that way, it's similar. The process is very similar to what I do as a healer.
I mean, is this something, do you think that this is your particular line of work is something that could be taught? I mean, it seems like such an amalgam of, you know, your essential question of your life in a certain sense, you know, to kind of refer back to what you were saying, Jason Eric, that, you know, the particular human being that you are brings healing in this way, or is it something that you know, you could bring to others as well?
I think that it can be taught. What is essential is to teach the individual to bring out their authentic way of being and interacting with the world. And I do that through astrological spiritual guidance, but I also do it by mentoring young homeopaths and people who are, you know, suffering one-on-one. But I do believe it can be taught, and of course, every person has their own way of being.
Right. So, in the first segment, I think you and Rez were talking and made some mention of unwinding the field, And you just spoke a little bit about, you know, how you kind of come in relationship with a particular client to assess, I guess, the needs of the healing needs of that client. Do you want to talk more about what unwinding the field means, Jason Eric?
Absolutely. The field is a radical new biological paradigm. And that paradigm consists of this awareness of the subtle energy or the vital force that is available to everyone for healing.
And is that what, even what, you know, in Eastern traditions would be called chi or prana? Is that
correct.
Similar?
Yes. It's chi, it's prana, the life force. Right. And this field, you know, surrounds us, it penetrates us, and it informs every fiber and cell of our being. It informs all things. So there are in nature things to which you are drawn to, places on the earth, plants, foods, relationships, based on your field and your field's resonance with other living things and non-living things, fields, right? So the field is this is the awareness that on our most fundamental level, the human intellect and emotions and body are not distinct and separate from their environment, but rather they're a bundle of pulsating power. And that this power, the field, is constantly interacting with this vast sea of energy that really informs all life processes. So the field is responsible for our greatest expressions, poetry, music, writing, creation in the sense of conceiving a child. It holds our memory, our familial memories, our mothers and fathers and ancestors' memories, our intuition, and our creativity. And ultimately, this is the force, the field is the force that finally determines whether we are healthy or ill. And you know, in my belief and what, you know, in my experience working with individuals, this force must be tapped in order to heal. And it can be tapped. It is tappable. And, you know, what happens is once a person makes a choice, a certain set of experiences ensue. So, you know, what has happened is since I went to the process, I went to the process in July of 2005. And what has happened is that as I'm working with my patients who are, you know, really dedicated to their own journey and their own healing process and the healing of their family, the healing of the planet, that we reach a certain point where they're caught in these vicious cycles of their patterns. And at that point I say lovingly and gently, this may be a time for you to go to the Hoffman Institute and do this work to free yourself from, you know, these deeper levels, these patterns of your suffering.
Right, and staying out of connection with the flow or the vital force, out of what we call negative love.
Right.
Yeah, and all of language, and I was just thinking as you were speaking, language and physics and everything have ways of describing this. It's not so strange as it may sound to some people. I mean, even just words like being out of sorts
right.
describes a malady, and it's just part of our everyday language. Jason Eric, we're going to take our half-hour break here, and we'll be right back with more of Jason Eric Hennecke on The Hoffman Connection.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you looking for more joy, satisfaction, and love in your life?
The Hoffman Process can give you the foundation and tools you need to create your ideal future. Celebrating 45 years as the premier personal growth program, the Hoffman Process has helped over 80,000 people worldwide discover answers and guidance to help them find their best life ever. Visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org for more information. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Again, visit HoffmanInstitute.org. Are your unconscious patterns holding you back from a life you truly love? For 45 years, the Hoffman Process has helped people reclaim their ability to find love, forgiveness, and their true purpose in life. According to a University of California Davis study, Hoffman Process participants significantly increased their joy, satisfaction, and emotional intelligence on a sustained and lasting basis. For more information, visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Visit HoffmanInstitute.org.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Hoffman Connection. To reach Raz and Grossi, Ed McClune, or this week's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to radio@HoffmanInstitute.org. Now, back to our program.
Hello, this is Raz and Grossi. We do hope some of you will call in because Jason Eric is ready to answer your questions and respond to your concerns. Again, I want to introduce you to Jason Eric Henneke, and he is a homeopathic practitioner in Minneapolis, but more than that, he teaches homeopathy, and he uses a multiplicity of healing modalities and coordinates for the whole person, for whole person healing. But homeopathy is sort of his home base. And Eric, I wanted to ask you, what have we learned? What has research told us about the effect of homeopathy?
Well, there are not a lot of National Institute of Health research methods on homeopathy. And the kind of research that I do in homeopathy are called provings. That is from a German term, which means to reveal in a certain sense. And what happens in homeopathic medicine is that we take a substance from nature and we make a micro dilution of it, which means we take it and break it down until its material constituents are absent, and all that remains is its energetic resonance. What we do in approving is we have a remedy that's been prepared at a certain potency, and it's put onto pellets, which we give to 20 to 30 individuals who aren't aware of what the substance is. They simply take the substance in order to begin to stimulate symptoms. And those individuals, over the course of 30 to 60 days, keep a detailed journal of the symptoms of their intellect, their emotions, and bodily processes, and dreams, as the genius within the substance reveals itself through each individual. And so what happens is we take all of these voices, the many voices, the 20 or 30 individuals, and we compile a day-by-day transcript of people's symptoms that were produced after having taken a single dose of the substance. And that, and those transcripts, samples of those transcripts can be seen on the website homeovista.org. /provings. And here on this website, I have many of the provings that I have performed or done research on, the remedies that I've done research on, and my mentor, Dr. Eric Sommerman, also did. So what happens is that individuals, healthy individuals, take a substance in order to teach us what a medicine can heal in an individual. And so what is amazing is that you begin to see in this in these double-blind provings, right, where nobody is aware of what it is that's being taken, you begin to see the voice of the snapping turtle come through, or the possum come through, or these metals or birds or minerals, you know, the voice of these substances from nature start to come through the individual, and it's pretty radical. And if you really open your mind up to it, or your heart up to it, it'll really open you to the cosmos in a completely new way.
So, okay, so I'm trying to, let me ask you a couple questions about what you said. So one thing is, if you would take 20 people, do those people all have the same ailment, malady, or complaint?
Well, what happens when they take the substance is that people sensitive to the substance, and we don't ever know who that would be at the beginning of approving, but people sensitive to that substance begin to develop symptoms, and they record those symptoms. And generally what we see is that the substance itself, when given with the intent of doing approving, begins to manifest similar symptoms in the 20 different provers. And so that is correct. The substance given to the individuals in the proving begins to create symptoms, and those are captured and become what is known as the materia medica or homeopathic.
Okay, so I'm still not clear, Jason Eric. Mm-hmm. You take 20 people, and they are just a random 20 people.
Correct.
And then you introduce a homeopathic substance into their bodies.
Yes.
And then you want one time, and then you watch them over a period of, and they report back and journal it. And what I don't understand is what that proves. And what I think you're saying is that the introduction of that particular substance gives rise to a range of healing experiences in these people, that they change in ways that demonstrate the power of the particular titration or whatever that substance is that you've introduced. Is that right?
Well, what it does when you are taking approving is that it actually creates symptoms, and so the person actually begins to have symptoms that they wouldn't normally have, for example, like many people developing right-sided sore throats. And then we understand that, this substance will heal right-sided sore throats because the remedy stimulates, you know, it produces that kind of symptom in the healthy individual. So it may be, how else could I say this? We are really, we're watching from, they take a dose and then they, and so let's say everybody takes the dose on October 1st, and what we see is that by October 9th, 10th, or 11th, 16 of the 20 people develop high fevers. And then that becomes a significant symptom, which that substance will then later be used to help to heal.
Okay, so now what I'm interested in then is that once you do approving and you understand what this substance could possibly heal by virtue of what it stimulated, then do you also do research that applies the substance to people who have whatever, sore throats on the right side of their throat, and do you get the validation of the healing?
What happens after we do approving is we post the information online and we publish it in our homeopathic journals, and then homeopaths begin to utilize it with their patients. And then we gather clinical evidence for what has been successfully healed or cured by that substance. And so in terms of there are not standard research methods being utilized because we simply don't have the resources to do that at this time.
But okay, and go ahead, Ed.
Oh, I was just going to say, if that research is done where there may be more resources available, such as in a place like Germany where homeopathy is more widely accepted.
Yes, there is research available out there. And, there's a very good book called The Science of Homeopathy by George Vitolkis, where it goes in depth into the understandings of homeopathy. And there are individuals doing research, but generally, the other kinds of research that you're more familiar with those kinds of research funds are not given to homeopathy at this time.
Right.
Okay. Great. So then you come up with the provings, and then you apply those provings. And how many provings have there been, let's say, in the world? I assume that this method that you call provings is, you said it's from the German word. So is this the standard
way of learning about what a remedy heals? And so there are hundreds of provings available.
Mm-hmm. And there are some 4,000.
There are 4,000 roughly 4,000 homeopathic remedies. However, all remedies have provings yet.
Okay, and are there a particular range of illnesses or diseases that you think homeopathy is really good at?
Well, I mean, hands down, homeopathy is excellent with childhood illnesses because, for the most part, there is very little to offer in terms of regular medicine for childhood illnesses. And we have many, many resources available for childhood illnesses, like ear infections and sore throats and et cetera, et cetera. And, we have to be careful because the way that the laws are written now, homeopaths aren't allowed to treat specific diseases, but
right.
We are allowed to treat individuals. It's a play on words there.
Okay, so what you're doing now then is treating the whole individual with the idea that people who are more whole are less sick.
That's correct.
Okay.
The person can tap into and unwind their field and really allow their inner light out. They will be more whole.
Right.
Now that doesn't mean that someone who has, arthritis, deformations from arthritis or has lost limbs, that the limbs will regrow, but the person's relationship to their hands and their pain and their bodily expressions completely changes so that they are expressing their wholeness, their inner light, in a remarkable and dynamic way.
We're going to jump in here, Raz, and go to break. We'll have one more segment with Jason Eric, and we hope, if you'd like, you could give us a call to ask questions of him. We also want to let you know that you can join our free weekly introduction call right after this show if you're listening live. At the end of the show, it'll be 5 Pacific time, or every Tuesday at 5 Pacific time, and you can go to our website at HoffmanInstitute.org for information on that and our process. And please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. All that's available as well. We'll be right back with more in our final segment here on the Hoffman Connection for today.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are your unconscious patterns holding you back from a life you truly love? For 45 years, the Hoffman Process has helped people reclaim their ability to find love, forgiveness, and their true purpose in life. According to a University of California Davis study, Hoffman Process participants significantly increased their joy, satisfaction, and emotional intelligence on a sustained and lasting basis. For more information, visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change, visit HoffmanInstitute.org. Are you looking for more joy, satisfaction, and love in your life? The Hoffman Process can give you the foundation and tools you need to create your ideal future. Celebrating 45 years as the premier personal growth program, the Hoffman Process has helped over 80,000 people worldwide discover answers and guidance to help them find their best life ever. Visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org for more information. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Again, visit HoffmanInstitute.org.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Hoffman Connection. To reach Raz and Grossi, Ed McClune, or this week's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to radio@HoffmanInstitute.org. Now, back to our program.
Hello, this is Raz and Grossi. We're speaking today with Jason Eric Henneke, who is a master homeopathic practitioner. And the things we were touching on just before we went to break are of real interest to me. And I want to make an analogy to the work that we do, that Ed and I do at Hoffman. Jason Eric, of course, knows a lot about it. But the university research on Hoffman shows a dramatic and lasting reduction, second to none, in the worldwide literature, a reduction in depression and anxiety. And measured a year later, it's still down. And yet, the Hoffman Process is not trying to reduce depression. Rather, we would say that the Hoffman Process makes people more whole, and a side effect of being more whole is that people who are more whole are less depressed. And similarly, I think what I'm hearing you say, Jason Eric, is that homeopathy strives to make people more whole, and as they become more whole, the symptoms, whatever their illness might be, tend to clear up.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think I'm getting the philosophy of this thing then.
It's really, the word healing literally means to make or restore to wholeness, and. It is so essential that the individual, or the in my practice, I say the individual and the heart be at the center of the healing process. So that, initially when someone comes to work with me, I have them focus on their suffering, and then I really have them focus together. We focus on their heart, and we have them breathe in and out of their heart center until they're flooded with light. At which point you can really see the unwinding of the field, which, I know, having gone through the process and subsequently a Q2 and other Hoffman exercises that I participated in, where that the process does the same thing in the sense that it unwinds the field. It helps a person to be more fully here and now. And some of my patients with long-standing chronic problems like narcolepsy, stuttering, insomnia, terrible phobias, etc., just having done the work at the process, going through the process, saw a dramatic reduction, if not a complete eradication, of those long-held symptoms that cause them suffering. And, of course, insomnia is a pattern. as well as a symptom. Stuttering is a pattern as well as a symptom. And so it's amazing that, you know, some people who return from the process will say, I didn't even mention this, and this is remarkably gone or eradicated from my life.
Well, that's fantastic, because one of the central findings of the University of California research, published research on Hoffman, was that the reductions in negative affect, like depression, anxiety, hostility, obsessive compulsive symptoms, are preceded by an increase in spirituality. So as you know, the Hoffman process not only addresses those negative patterns that could lead to those things, but it also increases people's direct experience of spirituality, and that increase in spirituality predicts, I don't want to say causes, because that's in the scientific language, they don't know exactly what causes it, but it predicts the reduction in negative affect. And so, yeah, I think the combination of what you call unwinding that, and then the encounter of the light or the spirit dimension of self, it's almost like that when those negativities encounter the light or the spirit, that the spirit sort of metabolizes that which is not you.
Right.
If it makes sense.
So in a certain sense, as the process is about identifying your false selves,
yes,
or the remedy does the same thing. It says the remedy when given to match a symptom, or the totality of symptoms rather, says this is not you.
Uh-huh.
Let your true inner light out. It does this in a very powerful way. I'm saying this simply, but if you really understood this, you know, if people really understood what happens in healing, whether it's through homeopathy or astrology or the process, you know, your heart would just completely open, and you'd be just filled with exuberance and understanding that goes beyond superficial knowledge, you know, into this deep place of wisdom. You know, the homeopathy and the process both insist that there is this deep well or reserve of light within our beings that is available to heal us at any time.
Mm. Yeah, deep well of wholeness.
Of wholeness, yes.
And light, and the way we encounter that, it's like if we're... Well, I'm trying to find the right words for it, but our true self is light and love. And when we take on these false selves, we let these false selves live above our true self. And as we release our attachment to those false selves, our true self is elevated to its more rightful place.
Right, or comes into balance.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, for the first time, I feel like I have a beginning understanding of homeopathy from talking with you, and a new appreciation and respect for what you're really doing. I had a superficial, I still have a superficial understanding, but at least I understand it in a different way. And
that's wonderful.
And recognize the power that it can bring to us. Everything that you've said makes a lot of sense to me now.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Jason, Eric, thanks for taking the time to be with us today, and really for the work you do and the way you inspire people to let their light get out, and the stuff that gets in the way out of the way of their light. I really appreciate who you are and taking the time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Mm.
Thanks again, Jason, Eric. I want to tell our guests that next week we have Dr. Sarah Vatis with us, and she is a practicing psychotherapist in Los Angeles who specializes in what I'll call psycho-spiritual healing, and she, or whole person healing, and of course she approaches it from the discipline of psychology. So we hope you'll join us next week. Sarah is entertaining, fun, bright, and always has some insights, some things you just haven't thought of before.
And we want to encourage everyone, if they'd like to find out more about the Hoffman Process and all our offerings, our teachers, to go to our website, HoffmanInstitute.org. You can follow us on Facebook, friend us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. And if you'd like to learn more about our product, our process, you can go to the Hoffman Institute website, HoffmanInstitute.org, and there you'll find information about the process, but also about our free confidential introduction call that happens every Tuesday afternoon at 5 o'clock Pacific time. Raz, we've done it again.
Well, yeah, and I hope everyone will go to that call. It's amazing. It's insightful and enlightening. And Liza, who is our CEO, will be running that call, as well as, I'm not sure what teacher will be joining her, but those are great places to learn about Hoffman and hang out.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks again.
Thank you. Be loved.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you again for being a part of the Hoffman Connection. Please join your hosts, Raz and Grossi and Ed McClune, again next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel. Until then, make it an outstanding week.